Of course, key competency number one would not be complete if I did not include at least one or two of my favorite essays, and the one called From Objectivism to Constructivism, The Evolution of a Blended Multimedia Writing Course is definitely one of my favorites because it was written in a very narrative style simply because it was very, very personal. When I first began in the MET program, it was just 2 months before a new multimedia writing course that I had designed, that I had developed, was about to begin. Now, when I first designed that course, it was based almost exclusively on Web 1.0 technology. And then, when I just began in the MET program, as I like to affectionately call it, I came across the writings of Paloff and Pratt and others who were talking about how students in higher education preferred to interact online using Web 2.0 technology rather than just being transmitted information through the Web 1.0 means that I had basically relied upon when I designed the course. So, without really understanding the theory behind it all, because the courses that I was taking at the beginning of the program were not really too much into the theory, but were more into the research and the results of the research, and also the fact that people were undergoing kind of a paradigm shift in education because of this research, but I really didn't understand much of the theory. So I was scrambling to adapt, or let's just admit it, redesign the multimedia writing course to be more collaborative and interactive for my students without, again, really understanding the theory behind it. Fortunately, it did turn out okay, and by the end of the first semester of teaching that course, most of the students were quite happy with it, and because I was upfront with them and telling them that I was actually redesigning on the fly because of the new master's program that I was just starting out in, they totally accepted it, and it was kind of a team effort to try and keep this thing afloat and make the best out of it, and I think that's what we did. So it was quite an awakening, which is one of the main sections of the essay, and then as I continued thinking about the whole process while writing the essay, this was more than a year after this whole experience took place where I did the redesign in a hurry, and it was after I had studied some theory in ETEC 512 and also ETEC 530, the course that's basically all about constructivism. And then I started to have my aha moments, and I could see, oh yes, there's where the scaffolding is taking place. There is the ZPD with the students doing these projects that I had given to them, and there were some students that were better at video editing than others because they'd done it before. They were the MKOs, or more knowledgeable others. And so I could see it all happening before my eyes and recognize what it was that was going on, which was absolutely fantastic. And so the process of writing this essay was just a joy. And I guess that came through because my professor said that she really enjoyed reading it and, you know, gave me a very nice mark for it all. And so this is why I've got it in competency number one as one of my favorite artifacts. I think that the critical evaluation process that I went through at the beginning of the MET program and then during the writing of the essay, where I had to reflect on all that had taken place over the course of more than a year, was probably one of the best exercises of critical thinking and evaluation that I've ever done in my life. And again, I'm quite happy with how the paper turned out.